really cool and showed his blues roots. Mm-hmm. Very neat.
You know, John.
And he also played with Muddy Waters as well.
You know, there you go. Yeah.
He stole them. You're right. Freaking Muddy. Matter of fact, Howlin' Wolf came and stole them.
Right.
But he offered health insurance and stuff, didn't he?
Remember yeah. That. Yeah.
His band members, right?
He didn't.
Right. Chester Burnett. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was one of the first to like try to have a union and for musicians and healthcare. Chester Burnett / Howlin' Wolf was really instrumental in trying to get musicians paid.
Let's hear some music. You guys want to play something? You want me to play something you have there?
You want to play this next cut on that CD you got lined up? Cut 7?
Oh, As I Hit Eject. Track 7?
Yeah, this is something you've probably never heard before. This is Johnny Thunders playing a tune that some of you Beatle fans might recognize. And this is, once again, the Daughters backing him up. That would have been myself on bass guitar and Joe on electronic lead guitar and our drummer at the time, Keith. And this was just, believe me, there was no rehearsal. There was no talking. There was no patter in the dressing room beforehand. Like, hey, what should we play? I mean, he just showed up and announced the song and...
It's a short one. 1 minute, 7 seconds.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
So it's Johnny Thunders and the Daughters. Here you go. That's some craziness.
It could be.
Okay, let's get your mics back up. What song were you guys gonna start with?
We're gonna do a little something off of So Alone. I played this one a few years ago, back when we did our So Alone show at the Lizard Lounge.
Right.
You were there, Brian. You participated. Joe participated. Hey, you can't use that language on the air, Dan. Whoa. We'll lose our .org status. So this is one of my favorite songs, and it's a very simple song, but it's one of the first Johnny Thunders songs I ever learned, and I hope I do it a modicum of justice. That was then. And now it's today. Do you remember what I used to say to you? And that was the past. And that was the last. Do you remember how long lasted you? Seems like I never ever learned, and it's always my turn to lose. Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. Tonight, ask me no questions, and I'll
tell you no lies. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Oh. No questions, and I'll tell you no lies. Ask me no questions, I'll be yours tonight. Ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no lies. I'll be yours tonight. Ask me no questions. Ask me no questions. Ask me no questions. No questions. No questions.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
A little something called Asking Me No Questions. And I'm going to take the liberty of dedicating that one to my good friend Rachel. Her professional name is Red Wood, and we've worked on a couple videos together. She's been a great creative partner, and her birthday is tomorrow. And I always remember Rachel's birthday because it's the day after Johnny Thunders. Or I always remember Johnny's birthday because it's the day before Rachel's. And Rachel was also the first person, too, who suggested the Daughters do a reunion when we played at the show in Arlington when Danny Garcia premiered his film Looking for Johnny. So that was Rachel who gave us the incentive. So I know she's listening, and I hope she has herself a very happy birthday.
Danny was a nice guy. He gave me special thanks in that movie at the end. I know you were in it. And I was just thrilled to get the special thanks. And then he gave me a t-shirt when I went to see it.
Cool.
He
at that theater. Regent Theater? Was that?
Yeah,
he gave me a shirt there, and someone stole it at a gig. Can you believe that? You know how I get in my stage clothes when I put them in the corner when I went back? Gone.
Bastard.
I think I know who did it too.
Simon.
No, some crazy girl that comes to our shows.
You need to invite yourself to her house and check out her life.
I'm not going in that lady's house.
Brian, you'd think after all these years, the thigh scrapers probably don't have Mensa people coming to just like us, just like the Daughters, Two Saints, and 61 Ghosts.
It's a circus.
It is a circus.
What do you got next?
Oh.
We got another one along the same vein, no pun intended. And I think I will dedicate this one. First of all, not dedicate, but I'd like to mention a couple guys. You know, you get caught up in the moment and you forget some people who were really instrumental at that time.
Thank you.
Joe mentioned earlier our late manager, Jim Nestor, who passed away just last month. And he wasn't like the most touchy-feely guy in the world, but he really did help make some things happen. In addition to getting us working with Johnny, he got Johnny hooked up with Jimmy Miller. He got Johnny to put out his first recordings in what had been a few years. So got to remember Jim.
Absolutely.
And also, too, our original bass player, Bill Doherty, a great guy, still a good friend of ours, lives up in New Hampshire. And Bill was there when we were first playing our first gigs with Johnny, and You know, he's from Pelham, New Hampshire, small town boy. He was kind of thrown in the deep end real quickly when we started playing with Johnny. And Bill, like a lot of us, all of a sudden was seeing a lot of things and experiencing a lot of things that he'd never seen or experienced before. But Bill was a real good sport. And lastly, so was our roadie, Dave Mortolite, better known as Mort. And Mort saw stuff we didn't see. For some reason, you know, Johnny liked us. He liked, Walter liked us. We got along with everybody. But I think they all liked Mort or Roadie the best. Maybe because he didn't have a big head and think he was going to be a rock star or something. So just want to remember those guys.
Absolutely. All great guys.
And I'm glad I remember because I know he loves this song. And I know out west in California, he's a regular listener. And this one goes out to our friend Bobby Hall. This is called.
Hi, Bobby.
She is so untouchable. One, two, three, and. Can't close my eyes when she's around. My heart starts a pumping. I'm lost and then I'm found. It's getting so hot in here. Ow, I gotta let you know. Cause you make me crazy. If I only let you. Cause now she's so untouchable. She makes me uncontrollable. If only she knew how. I really felt maybe things would work out. Maybe I'll find out. But maybe my head's in the clouds and I don't even know. Cause she's so pretty, huh? She knocks the boys out. Cause now she's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. But I can touch. Yeah, baby. So untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. But what can I say? It's been a long day. Some girls may walk on by. I don't think I'll look anyway. Some boys may beg like a dog. Some girls are big, and big too, but what can I say, but bon voyage, baby, cause now she's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable. She's so untouchable.
Woo! Woo!
Can't ever understand.
Sing it, brother.
So that's a little untouchable for all you.
I thought you were gonna do that.
I always do that because that's leading to the next song.
What next, Simon?
You know, I'm just keeping an eye on the clock here.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, this is something that I told you I'd bring stuff like nobody's heard. This is a little from left field, but if you want to maybe just gear up the first track and I'll tell you what we're about to hear.
Okay.
Joe and I were in the studio. We were in Euphoria Studio in Revere, Mass. When Johnny was recording with Jimmy Miller, it was known in advance that we would supply drums and amps, and we got there in the afternoon and supplied the drums and amps. and fully be expected to be told, okay, you can leave now. And we just kind of stuck on the perimeter, but no one ever told us you can leave. And we ended up there for hours for what can only be described as like a Fellini-esque session. You know, the world's most notorious junkie guitar player and the world's biggest junkie producer. And don't get me wrong, Jimmy Miller's a real talent, but he was a big guy, and he was even more messed up than Johnny. And things like, I mean, every set of headphones ended up getting broken in the studio before the end of the night. And a lot of things went wrong, but a few things went right too. And we're going to play a cut now that nobody's ever heard. I'm not even sure how I ended up with this. But this is going to feature Johnny Thunders on bass guitar. Yes, bass guitar. And a great drummer who we lost way too early, and a heck of a nice guy, Billy Rogers. Mm-hmm. And if his wife, Cynthia Ross, is out there listening, or if anybody in the New York/Toronto scene knows Cynthia Ross and is listening to her, tell her to give me a damn call or write me a damn email, and I'd like to get one of these damn CDs to her to give to her kids, because they lost their father way too soon and probably don't realize what a great drummer he was. And this is just a reference track of Johnny Thunders, no guitar, scratch vocal, and just him on bass and Billy on drums doing a little thing called Endless Party.
All right.
Hey, John.
It's what?
That was Endless Party, and then the second track is the same thing. It's just the two of them, Billy and Johnny. Hoodoo Voodoo, and that one's doesn't even have the reference vocal. And as I said, I don't even know how I ended up with some of this stuff, except I just squirrel things away. And I always, you know, it's just a few seconds, maybe half a minute, but I have a cut of Johnny that ended up in a trash can, like him playing acoustic from the studio. And he's like, I don't throw anything away. How does this end up in a wastebasket?
Right, you know, right.
This was in the old reel-to-reel days. And like, I'm going to check this out. What's in the, on this? And it's like 30 seconds of Johnny playing the T-Rex song, Wizard.
Oh, no kidding.
You know what's cool, though? Because it just totally brought back that memory. I just said to Simon, playing Endless Party, we went to Downtown Studio after that. And Jim, our manager at the time, who was also working with Johnny, said, you know, we got to put a lead to this. So, like, you go in and do the lead for me to go in and do the lead for Endless Party. And you're going, like, oh, great. I'm going to go in and basically mimic Thunders doing a lead. But, you know, I was influenced by that anyway.
Right.
But this was right off the heels of, we had done some show, and it was brought up in the review that Jim was already played the lead on whatever song it was that got recorded. And the reviewer said, after my lead, Joe Mazzari should have his heads and hands blown off.
What? So,
yeah.
That, I know who that was, too, because he ended up being friends, Pedro Mercedes.
Okay. So he said I should have my head and hands blown off because he thought it was such a bad lead I had done to a different song. So here's our manager going, like, go in the studio and put a lead to Johnny's song and put a rhythm to it and a lead to it. And you're like, great, after I've just been, like, ripped apart. But it's really cool to, like, pick up that album now and look and see, like, you know, Mazzari guitar. I shouldn't have been intimidated. I should have just happy about it.
That's funny. He's an English writer, Pedro Mercedes. And later on, I guess, you know, we probably got better, too. But I know that he was kind of supportive of us and wrote, maybe even after I was playing in Two Saints anymore, but I know he was part of that English scene, baby.
Right. No, he was a good guy. Just, I have to say, I would have laughed if it was about any other guitar player. It's a great comment.
What else you got, Simon?
Well, you know, you can't mention Johnny Thunders without mentioning Walter Lohr.
Right.
That's true.
I'll give you this here. Maybe you want to sync that up to track number 12. And, you know, we just lost Walter a few years ago, and that was really sad because when we were in the middle of all this craziness, we were quite young, quite impressionable, and Walter had his own issues, and he was as intense as Johnny or any of the others, but there was something about him that was just a little more accessible, a little more down to earth, maybe just marginally less jaded. And there was a couple times when Johnny wasn't part of the picture, and Joe and I got to play with Walter. And one thing, for the record, is that Walter Lohr is every bit as great a guitar player as Johnny Thunders was. He's just very fluid, very smooth. Johnny had that unique sound. And I talked with Walter about that, even in recent times, because Walter never quite got how he got that sound, how Johnny got that sound. And I've compared Walter, to me, is like Dickie Betts, a great guitar player who just has the mixed fortune of being in a band with a legendary guitar player. You know, a lot of great guitars, a lot of great people out there, but there's not that many legends. So we're going to play a little cut. This is just Joe and myself, Joe Mazzari and Simon Ritt, backing up the late and great Walter Lohr. I got all this info right here. This is from 1982 at a little old place called The Pier in Raleigh, North Carolina. And this is myself on drums this time and Joe Mazzari on bass. And a little song that probably most of you Heartbreakers fans out there know called One Track Mind.
All right. 12?
12.
Here we go. Whoops. Should I try it again?
No, please do it.
Why is that blinking like that?
Oh no, we lost the phone, now we're losing the CD player.
Yeah. You guys didn't have any that you were wanted to play live?
We weren't prepared, but we can wing it because we're pros.
Why don't you wing something while I try and fix this? Because it's like blinking at me and stuff.
Joe, why don't we play a little something that features you this time called So Alone? I mean, So Alone, right? In F?
A minor. Right, we could get that drum set set up so Dixie can do some stuff next time. Closer, you can hear Johnny rolling over in his grave.
No, that was awesome. So Alone.
Thanks, Brian.
What else do we have to play? This disc is having errors.
All right, let's lose this disc. That's too bad.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Take Walter back.
Well, you know what? We got some Walter here, too. If you want to cue up... I'm looking and reading while I'm being on the air. This is like doing two or three things at once. But why don't you cue up track number 9 and then we'll let track 10 play. I'll tell you what we're about to hear. This is off of a CD that I think was quasi legitimately released on Retro Records over in the UK. Joe and I, along, you know, we played with all those guys. Besides Johnny, just we did shows with, like Jerry. As I was saying, with Walter and with Billy Rath,
Jerry
and
Nolan.
We did a couple shows as the Jerry Nolan Band. And one of these shows has, as I said, made it to made it onto a CD. And we're going to play a couple cuts now. This is me on bass guitar, Joe Mazzari on electric guitar, and the incomparable Jerry Nolan on drums. And I want to tell you, I got a beef. Can I get something off my chest?
Oh, yeah.
They just had this big Johnny Thunders birthday in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been doing that for years.
I've been to it a bunch of times.
Yeah, you know who's never been? The two guys who actually played with Johnny Thunders. You know, there's a lot of these bands. I'm sure some of them think they're pretty good, and maybe they are. I'd like to know how many of them actually ever were on stage with Johnny.
Well, why don't you go?
We've never been asked. What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm hinting. I'm getting it up. I've got something stuck in my craw, and I'm getting out. You know, I don't know how many of those bands, if any, ever had Johnny stay at their house. I don't know how many of them, if any, ever stayed with Johnny in New York.
Oh, you gotta do it.
And I'll tell you one damn thing. Johnny played
Preacher,
with a lot of bands, and you know, some of these bands were slicker than the Daughters, or more experienced with the Daughters, or had more NYC cachet than the Daughters. And some of them were, and not just you know, he played with some famous people too. And there's only one band in the whole world that he ever gave an unreleased song of his to record, and that was us. I don't know what we did to warrant this honor that we saw it. I remember when I left Johnny's apartment with a cassette of him recording these unreleased songs in my pocket. I went out on the streets in New York. It was a beautiful Indian summer kind of day, like in the late fall. And I'm walking out, and I've just sat down with Johnny in his loft, and he's just played his unplugged guitar, and he's played me like three songs that he's never recorded. And I take my leave, and I'm on the streets of New York. I still remember this, like Joe was saying, like it was yesterday. I'm walking around with three unreleased Johnny Thunder songs in my pocket. I'm thinking, I'm rich. Like, I've struck the mother lode. And we recorded this song. Initially, it was released as a single on the Euphoria record label, produced by our very good friend, the late Howie Cook, another person we really miss a lot.
Yes.
And this featured... it didn't feature, but it had Bobby Bear on drums. You know, Bobby was kind of like a hot and cold character, but he was definitely a great drummer. And you can hear that on the single if you can find one. The last time I checked online, it was actually selling for big money. It's like the biggest thing I've ever been involved with as far as being a collector's item. So I'm glad I saved my copy. And fast forward a little... Johnny wasn't around, and Jerry was. Jerry was living in New York, and he was just kind of spinning his wheels, or his heels, right? That's where you spin your heels. And we, once again, through our late manager, Jim Nestor, threw together a couple gigs. I wish in retrospect that we'd done more. One in New York, and one here in Boston at the Rat. So we're going to hear...
No rehearsals.
One rehearsal.
Like I said, one rehearsal.
One rehearsal. That's all it, you know, when you got calibers, musicians of Jerry Nolan and my and Joe's caliber, you know. Rehearsal's a done deal.
So who's in this song?
This is Joe and I with Jerry Nolan on drums playing the song that he gave to Two Saints called Are You Living?
So Jerry Nolan, no Thunders in it?
No Thunders, just the three of us. We didn't need Johnny to have a good time, you know.
What's the song called?
This is the song. This is one of Johnny's unreleased songs. This is the one we ended up pressing on a single.
Are You Living?
And this is sort of when the Daughters, just for historical context, morphed into Two Saints. We released that as Two Saints because the Daughters was just, I don't know, it was time for a new drummer, new name. And, what's the other thing too? You know, if you're familiar with Jerry Nolan, listen to the drums when this plays. There's textbook drumming on those first two New York Dolls albums, and there's great drumming on the Heartbreakers LAMF. But, you know, those guys were telling Jerry, I'm sure, like, hey, Jerry, play it like this or play it like that. And Joe and I would have never had, like, you know, the potatoes to do that. I mean, it was just, we just showed him the songs. We didn't tell him nothing how to play.
Right.
And you'll hear, he's just ferocious. I have to say, in all due modesty, I think this is some of the most intense Jerry Nolan drumming that's ever come out on CD or on record.
Very cool.
Let's listen to a little Are You Living and hope that it plays.
Are You Living?
Are You Living.
Here we go.
Hi, this is by a friend of ours. Oh, he's still alive.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm in number 8.
So, yeah, you know, I'll just say real quickly that what you just heard was the Jerry Nolan Band, that last cut with special guest Walter Lure. And, you know, when I was saying earlier about everything being anticlimactic, you know, when you're 20-something years old and you're doing these gigs, not just Johnny, but Walter and Jerry Nolan. Yeah, I had dessert first in life. But, I learned all kinds of...
Lucky boy.
Yeah. And had a lot of experience, a lot of great times. And before I introduce this last track, I just want to really quickly thank you, Brian, for having us down here on Johnny Thunder's birthday.
My absolute pleasure.
I've said this before, and I'd like to say it again, that I think, in my mind, as a fan, I think of you and Nina Antonia and Danny Garcia kind of like as this triumvirate or trilogy. What you do on the airwaves, what Nina does on print, and what Danny does with his documentaries, keeping the 70s New York underground scene alive. Not just that, but supporting new music that comes along in that vein. You just do a great job. I hope you're on the air forever. And one of the little odd things I learned about Johnny, not an odd thing, but an interesting thing that I will share with everybody, being that it is his birthday, when he was about to work with producer Jimmy Miller, he was really excited because the first album that Johnny ever bought, the first full-length album, was Dear Mr. Fantasy by Traffic, which was a Jimmy Miller production. So I thought, you know, we've been playing all these Johnny Thunder songs and all these rare cuts for ourselves, and let's go out with one for Johnny, and hopefully the CD player doesn't give us too much issue, and play something that he would have liked to have heard from the first record he ever bought, Dear Mr. Fantasy by the great band Traffic.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for coming.
Brian, thank you so much for doing this. You
know, after this song, I'm going to do the Boston Groupie News Report. You guys are welcome to stick around for that. But just making sure I say thank you, and thank you, Dixie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brian, for not only supporting Johnny, as Simon was saying, as I was making sure the bathroom plumbing was working, but for having Dixie and I with 61 Ghosts play, and seeing Dan Anklin is fun, seeing yourself is fun. Yeah, let me, if you don't mind, give me 10 seconds to tell a Johnny thing that I think other people would like to hear.
Okay.
When I was asked to go play bass with him, I wasn't really a bass player, but this kind of tells you about Johnny a bit. So I'm sitting on his couch, and he's like, do some of these songs, best I can remember. So I'm not a bass player, but great, I'll go and do it because I want to go play with Thunders and play some of the songs. And he's like, no. Takes the bass away from me, and I've said this a few times, played virtually the same thing I played, but played it with energy and attack and enthusiasm. And his whole thing was, as he said to me, like, you make mistakes, you screw up, whatever, play it like you mean it, whether it's guitar or anything. Like, approach it like you've got some killionies, as my relatives would say. That was a huge lesson for me. Like, this guy played what I played, just played it 1,000 times better, and said, really go at it if you're going to play the instrument.
Attack it.
And don't let them see you sweat. If you screw up, you meant to screw up. That's okay.
It's all part of the act.
So that was how I took that a little further than guitar playing. Play it with some attitude. That's what he had.
Very cool.
Thank you, my friend.
And can I say one thing real quickly last?
Please.
Gripweeds. Do not miss them. We had a great time checking those guys out this afternoon.
Great point.
So this Dear Mr. Fantasy, who's Johnny with us?
This is Traffic. This is the original.
Oh, you just wanted to play Traffic?
For Johnny, yeah.
This is his birthday.
Let's play one for him.
And he loved it.
Okay. This one goes out to Johnny.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dixie. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you for just being you.
so happy. Do anything, take us out of this gloom. Sing a song, play guitar, make it snappy. Out in tears. Please don't be sad. If it was a straight man you had, we wouldn't have known you were easy.
Okay, now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. It's a little late. Oh, it's almost the 3:55, really? Well, if it's like one time for one song. Let's see. Ah, da, 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 da. Scam likely. It's the 15th, right? Super 170, Eliza and the Organics, Crow Follow and the Concerns are at the Midway 3 p.m. matinee at the Midway that's going on right now. The Del Fuego's reunion show, 4 to 9 p.m., East Bridgewater Commercial Club. The Del Fuego's will do 90 minutes, set starting at 6:30. The Shanghai Lows and Gene Dante and the Future Starlets are at the Burren early. Music starts at 7. And of course, the Gripweeds, Fling, American Ocelot are at the Square Root tonight. And I probably will be too. And yeah, so play a little American Ocelot, huh? 91.5 WMFO in Medford.